Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Plague of Secrets by John Lesquois, performed by David Colaci. To my muse, mentor, partner, and true love, Lisa Marie Sawyer. A Plague of Secrets. Men are not punished for their sins, but by them. Elbert Hubbard. Part 1, Chapter 1. Friday, the end of the work week. On the small deck outside his back door, a lawyer named Dismas Hardy sat with his feet up on the deck's railing and savored a rare moment as the sun spent the last hour of its day lowering itself toward the horizon behind his home. The house cast its ever-lengthening shadow out over the neighborhood to the east, San Francisco's Richmond district, and it threw into relief the bright west-facing facades of the buildings in the city before him as it stretched away to downtown. The random window reflected glints of sunlight back at him, fireflies in the gathering dusk, shimmering in the Indian summer air. He sipped his gin and ice, placed the glass down on the meshed metal of the picnic table they'd set up out here, and was suddenly and acutely aware that he could not be more content. His wife, Franny, whom he still loved after 23 years, was inside the house behind him, humming as she did whatever she was doing. His two children were away and doing well at their respective schools, Rebecca at Boston University and Vincent at UC San Diego. The law firm of Freeman, Farrell, Hardy, and Roque, of which he was the managing partner, was humming along as though it were on autopilot. Hardy looked for a moment into the blue above him, blinking against a wave of emotion. Then, being who he was, his mouth cracked into a small grin at himself, and he lifted his glass for another sip. Inside, the telephone rang twice and stopped, which meant that it was someone they knew and that Franny had picked it up. Her voice, with notes of sympathy and understanding, floated out to him, but he didn't bother trying to make out any of the words. She had begun to have a somewhat thriving career of her own as a marriage and family therapist, and often would wind up counseling her clients from home. Hardy drifted, not off to anywhere, but into a kind of surrender of conscious thought. For a long moment, he was simply there, in the same way that his drink or his chair existed, or the light, or the breeze off the ocean a little over a mile west of where he sat. So that when the door opened behind...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?